Little as one day, Jacob Shower and Bath has been family owned and locally operated for over 35 years, and they stand behind their work. Call 800-222-6676 or go to convertmybathtub.com.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything, and you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
There's something special happening at Christian Hospital. From the skilled, gentle touch of our caregivers, to our commitment to innovation and technology, to the inspiring stories of healing and achievement, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Christian Hospital, member BJC Healthcare.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now you are welcome to join us if you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last 30 days. You just call 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on your cell phone, *KTRS. Should be a free call to get you in here. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town, and they prove it every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge for the ladies. They also play Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. There's no cover charge for the ladies or the men, and there's amazing food. WellHungarians.net is their website, or you can download their app and find out where they are playing. Thanks to the Well Hungarians for sponsoring our show. All right, let's go right to our first contestant. Hello, Cortland.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just trying to get the heck out of this heat and humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be safe out there.
But I just want to say this right now, because we're at the beginning of the heat and humidity complaint season. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. Not after this past winter.
Yeah, after this winter, I do not want, after all the bitching and moaning everybody was doing, when is this going to be over? And I was one of them, by the way. I'm as guilty as the next guy. I do not want to hear anybody going, oh, it's 85 degrees outside. When is this going to be over? Just remember when it was 8.5 degrees outside. Yeah. Cortland, let's turn on a semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from today. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two is Memorial Day. Category three, not the Indy 500, which will go at the Brickyard in Indianapolis this weekend. We have a category called the Cindy 500. Which one would you like?
I'll say Memorial Day.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. There's a possibility of a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get them all, as long as you don't get less than eight. Because 7 points or less means I have to punish you. But if you do get to 8 points or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by...
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They are located in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also, from Werenberg Theaters... have some movie passes like Million Dollar Arm or Mom's Night Out. Or how about a free bowling party? You can choose the lanes, Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. It includes free bowling. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoes, rental for up to 6 persons on one lane.
But that's not all.
No, one large, one topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and then you get all of them for a prize package valued at well over
$1 million.
That's right. All right, Cortland, you've chosen Memorial Day. We've got the clock set at 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. At Fort McHenry in Maryland, there's a memorial to the guy who wrote our national anthem. Who was he?
Francis Scott Key.
Correct. In what state would you find the Arizona Memorial?
Hawaii.
Yeah, it's at Pearl Harbor. What national memorial honors four U.S. presidents simultaneously?
Pass.
In what city would you find the Benjamin Franklin National Memorial?
Philadelphia.
Correct. In what state can you visit the Wright Brothers National Memorial?
North Carolina.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. This is for the clean sweep. Which national memorial honors four U.S. presidents simultaneously?
Oh. I'm going to throw out there and say the Washington Memorial. I know it's not it.
You mean the Washington Monument?
That too. Both of them.
Well, that would be for one president.
Yeah.
What if I told you it was a mountain carved into the shape of their heads?
Rushmore?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Hollywood?
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Mount Rushmore. Oh, yeah.
Cortland, you got everything but that three-pointer for 12 points. You're still a winner. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Gail.
Oh, I knew every one of those.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're a winner. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Come on. Just a housewife waiting for my husband to get home from work. Like to give a shout-out to Annie, Margie, John, and Loretta.
Okay, nicely done. Here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? The Cindy 500 or Who Costs More?
The last one.
Okay. I will tell you, this category is based on a new report from a booking agency called Degi Entertainment. They send this out to colleges and other people who want to hire rock bands, country bands, pop bands, rap acts, whatever. I'm going to name for you. I will tell you that on this list, there are only eight performers who get more than $1 million a show. Those eight people are Taylor Swift, Madonna, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, James Taylor, the Dave Matthews Band, Bruce Springsteen, and I'm shocked that Bon Jovi still gets $1 million or more per show. But what's going to happen here, Gail, is I'm going to name three acts. You tell me who costs more. Okay?
Okay. You mean who makes the most?
Who would get the biggest paycheck if they were booked through this booking agency? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Adele, Alanis Morissette, or Alicia Keys?
Adele.
Correct. The Black Eyed Peas, Blake Shelton, or Bob Dylan?
Blake Shelton.
No, the Black Eyed Peas.
Ugh.
CeeLo Green, Chris Brown, or Christina Aguilera?
Who was the first one?
CeeLo Green, Chris Brown, Christina Aguilera.
We'll go with Aguilera.
You are correct. How about Kelly Pickler, Kelly Rowland, or Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Kelly Rowland. How about Leanne Rimes, Leanne Womack, or Trisha Yearwood?
Leanne Rimes.
Trisha Yearwood. Trisha Yearwood makes up to $100,000 a gig. Leanne Womack, $80,000. Leanne Rimes, $75,000. Just to go back over some of the other ones here. Kelly Rowland, $100,000. Kelly Pickler and Kenny Rogers, $80,000 each. CeeLo Green makes $150,000. Chris Brown, $400,000. Christina Aguilera makes $500,000. Black Eyed Peas make $500,000, Blake Shelton $400,000, Bob Dylan $300,000, and at the top of the list here of the non-millionaires, Adele, $750,000 if you want to book her for a gig.
Oh, goodness.
Alanis Morissette $150,000, Alicia Keys $500,000.
How can people afford their tickets?
Well, that's the part of the problem. The cost of the acts has gone up so much that a lot of people can't afford their tickets anymore.
Well, then it's all their fault.
Particularly if you don't get them when they first go on sale, and then you got to go on StubHub or find them from some scalper somewhere.
Exactly.
That's why they get them big bucks.
Okay.
Let's see how you did
here,
Gail.
Do it to me.
You got the one, you got the three. Yeah, that's only 4 points. So I will have to punish you. Here to punish you, it is Memorial Day weekend. We don't have a song about Memorial Day, but we do have a song about memories. Remember that song from Cats, Memories? Yeah. What if it were sung by an Asian woman by the name of Wing? What?
I can smile at the old days. I was beautiful then.
It's not bad.
I remember.
It's not so
to me. She was beautiful then.
I knew what happiness
was. Doing her best.
Well, that's a way to look at it.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Gail, hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too, sweetie. I love you.
Thank you very much. All right, Dan, you're going to pick up that other line there for that person who dropped off, and I'm going to go to our next contestant, Steve. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hi, Paul. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everybody out there a happy Memorial Day, and everybody be safe.
All right. Have you been paying attention? The Cindy 500 or first or last?
Let's do the Cindy 500.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Which TV show's theme song describes Cindy as the youngest one in curls?
Brady Bunch.
Correct. Which supermodel had a very short film career starting in 1995 when she co-starred with William Baldwin in Fair Game?
Pass.
On the 1970 sitcom Laverne and Shirley, who played Shirley Feeney?
Cindy Williams.
Correct. Who was named Best New Artist at the 1985 Grammy Awards and won a Tony Award recently for composing the score of the Broadway musical Kinky Boots?
Cindy Lauper.
Correct. Who was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most downloaded person in the world in 1999?
Cindy Crawford?
No, Cindy Margolis. We're back to the two-pointer now. Which supermodel had a very short film career starting in 1995 when she co-starred with William Baldwin in Fair Game? I'll give you a hint. You've already said her name.
Cindy Crawford.
That is Cindy Crawford. I'm in a generous mood. Remember? Do you remember Cindy Margolis?
Oh, absolutely.
This woman was famous for exactly nothing except for the fact that she had taken some pictures of herself in lingerie and sent them out to some modeling agencies, and she started getting gigs, and it was just as the World Wide Web was starting to take off in the late 90s. And in 1 year, she was more famous than any other woman on the planet. And the next year, she wasn't.
Right? Yeah, when people actually downloaded pictures.
Yes.
She was supposed to be the most downloaded woman.
It wasn't videos of her.
No.
It was, and most of the time it was on AOL.
You'd have to download a picture.
And you'd have to wait for the picture to come. It would come in parts as it scrolled down, and you'd look at pictures of Cindy Margolis. Yeah. Steve, let's see how you did. You got everything but Cindy, Cindy Margolis, and so that means 10 points. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I bring in contestant number 4. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you there? Dan is not there, so we'll bring in another contestant and open up another phone line for contestant 5 right after Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Unemployed, and I'm looking for a part-time job.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I used to match paints for a living, but I was a color matcher, so.
A color matcher? I don't even know what that means.
Physically match paints, like for the automotive industry, the home furniture industry, stuff like that.
Oh, I see. So somebody would come in with car damage, and they'd say, okay, I need something that's exactly this same color, and you would figure out what that was.
I actually matched them for the manufacturers, for the, you know, the automobile industry.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, good luck finding something. I hope it works out for you. Which category would you like with? Have you been paying attention or movie in common? I'm sorry, no. That's not a category today. Have you been paying attention, or first or last?
First or last.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show still on the air in 2014 debuted in 1952 with Dave Garraway as the host?
The Today Show.
Correct. Which female singing act performed their last concert as a group at the Frontier Hotel in Vegas in 1970, followed by the lead singer beginning a successful solo career?
I have no idea.
Within 3 years, when did the first Hispanic American go into space?
1984.
It was 86. You get the points. Which controversial new sitcom first debuted on CBS TV in January 1971?
All the Family.
Correct. Which state elected the country's first black governor, Douglas Wilder, in 1990?
Maryland.
Virginia. What was that? What was that female singing act that performed their last show in 1970, and then the lead singer went on to a great solo career?
The Lennon Sisters.
The Lennon Sisters is very wrong. The Supremes.
The Supreme.
With Diana Ross out front. Let's see how you did here, Jim. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. Well, that is squeaking by, my friend. 8 points makes you a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Again, good luck with the job hunt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. There you are. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am just on my way home from work and having to go visit my dad after that. 95, fell last week, broke more or less his tailbone, and he went through surgery, and he's back out and working on the mend.
Well, I hope his recovery is a good one and quick, too.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Category left here is the topical one. Have you been paying attention, Dan?
I'll take that one.
Okay, good choice. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country was Narendra Modi named the prime minister after elections on Tuesday?
India?
Correct. Which car company has now recalled four times more cars this year than it sold last year?
GM?
Correct. In which country did voters defeat a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $25 an hour, the highest in the world?
England.
Switzerland. Which animal is supposedly the source of the potentially fatal disease MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome?
Monkey.
Camels.
Okay.
According to astronomers, which planet's giant red spot has shrunk in half over the last 100 years?
Saturn?
Correct answer is Jupiter.
Oh.
And just for future reference, when the question asks about an animal and it's in the Middle East, always say camels.
Okay.
Dan, you got yourself the one and the two, and that's only 3 points. So, yeah, I am going to have to punish you as well. Well, I'm going to let Wing do it the way she always does best.
Memory, in the moonlight, I can smile at you. I was beautiful then.
By the way, I want to thank a listener by the name of Janet who emailed me and asked me the other day who was the Asian woman we had doing Punishment Music singing Material Girl by Madonna. And that made me think, I wrote back to her and told her it was Wing, and that made me think, I bet we could find something else for Wing, and it fit perfectly in here for Memorial Day to have her sing
you.
Memory.
I've been a little busy, so I haven't been paying attention like I should have been.
Well, I hope your dad does well, Dan, and thank you very much for playing.
Okay, you do a good job. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday right around 5:15 by the Well Hungarian, so you can see this Sunday at the Mount Pleasant Winery in Augusta, Missouri. Boy, what a great weekend. The weather's going to be perfect for going to see these guys playing outside at the Mount Pleasant Winery. You want to know where they're playing all the time? Go to their website, wellhungarians.net, or download the Well Hungarians free app for the iPhone or Android. The Harris Challenge is heard exclusively every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. And online via KTRS.com.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to get a look at traffic, see how things look heading into this holiday weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Let's give a little chuckle to Farmer Dave. He's stuck in traffic on westbound 70. Just got a personal call. What the hell is going on out here?
That's what he said.
What the hell's going on? This is Farmer Dave. Don't they know who I am?
Yeah.
You know what happened? Dave, I'll be honest with you. Somebody spilled some corn.
At least he didn't take party.
Yeah.
Well, they need some fertilome on the side of the road here.
That's Jim McMillan. That's his father.
There you go. Yeah, if you're traveling on westbound 70, first we'll go further towards Highway 170. Westbound 70 is all thinned out there. They have reopened the ramp to southbound 170. Now the vehicle fire is out. It's off on the shoulder, and traffic getting through there. Also, that police chase ended at West Florissant and Emerson. The guy crashed into a pole or something, and they apprehended him. So should be a few delays around that area. But anyway, westbound 70 from about Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through Wentz. You've got some slow to stop and go pockets there. Westbound 40 is all thinned out until you get out to Boone's Crossing. Then it's a long stretch between there and the Boone Bridge. And then from 94 out through Wentzville, it's going to be stop and go there. Southbound 270 is slow. Highway 40 down through Highway 44. Westbound 44 is still stop and go between 270 and 141 in Valley Park. Eastbound 270 getting better. You're slow a little bit east of McDonald now through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend. From all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
Would you like to take care of your yard? I'd like to take care of my yard, but I was always afraid to until I found DynaGreen. DynaGreen is produced right here in St. Louis. It's formulated and produced in the Midwest for Midwest lawns exclusively. You talk to anybody who knows anything about lawn and garden and mention the name DynaGreen, they almost have a cult-like following. DynaGreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market, you and me. Now, you and I can take advantage of that DynaGreen product. At DynaGreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer. So ask for it by name. That's right, DynaGreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. DynaGreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture-perfect lawn, you need DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Zappington Garden Shop, Planted in Stone, and Kirkwood Material Supply.
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family-operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
Are you in the market for a new Electrolux appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with 4 locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and tax dollars out of the state when you can shop Electrolux appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can eat great for just $4 with Denny's 16-item, 2, 4, 6, or $8 value menu, like the $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail. Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Or Tuesday. Heading into the long 3-day weekend.
It's Aloha Friday.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. You're looking for a landmark. It's the building in the valley with the pig on top. But it's not what's on top that makes it so good. It's what's inside. At Annie Gunn's, you sit down, you have great appetizer, great entree, great bottle of wine, terrific dessert. Or if you don't have time for a full meal there, well, then you stop by the Smokehouse Market like you might want to do tonight on the way home. Pick up a rack of ribs there or some delicious meat or French salad dip.
I had that last night from there.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Great place to stop in, and whether you want to eat it in the car or take it home and feed the family. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. They sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
We did.
Hello, Mike.
Keep it up! Yeah, man, I'd love to have dinner tonight, Andy. Get a little glass of wine. Sounds good.
Would it be difficult for us to talk you into having a glass of wine?
No, probably not.
Not at all. Hey, this morning I went to put on this pair of pants that I hadn't worn in a couple of weeks, reached into the pocket, found a $5 bill.
Ooh-wee!
So that means we're all $5 closer to being able to buy the Clippers.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, now that we know that they're going to be sold.
Sure. Keep saving up.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. Name the state that passed a law not to charge Hollywood studios taxes for when they make movies in their state. Is it Massachusetts, Nevada, Hawaii, or Oregon? Answer in just a minute. I got two movie reviews. The first one, X-Men Days of Future Past. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Terrific. Opens up in the future in 2023. With Wolverine having to head back to the 70s to get the mutants back together to fight evil and a new robot army that's taking over the world. The cast is perfect. Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, Ian McCullen, Mike Fassbender, Halle Berry.
Ooh, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence. And Jennifer Lawrence's real true life boyfriend, Nick Holt, is also in this movie. Great script, fabulous effects, and the effects are good. They're great without overdoing it. I thought the effects were way overdone in Godzilla. I mean, it was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, elegant, gripping, dark, yet delightful. Rated PG-13, I liked it. The only thing I didn't like about it, too long, 131 minutes.
Mm.
I would have given it 4 stars instead because the length, it gets 3.5 stars.
And Colin said when he went to see it, there were 25 minutes of previews. I can't believe on a 2.5 hour movie or a 2-hour and 10-minute movie, 25 minutes of previews is too much.
Yeah, absolutely. The other movie review blended with Adam Sandler. Pitiful. Pitiful. Just lame.
Just still going to make box office, though, isn't it?
It'll do. I think it'll only do fair. I think people are getting tired of it. And I'll tell you what, X-Men's just going to dominate. It could do $120 million this weekend.
The other movie that's opening here in St. Louis this weekend is Chef from Jon Favreau. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. I hear it's supposed to be pretty good.
I saw it last night. I really enjoyed it. He does a great job. I'm not really into, you know, that food channel kind of food porn photography, but he does a really good job with that. I've always liked him ever since Swingers, and it's got a pretty good cast, including Scarlett Johansson and Sofia Vergara, and, well, there are a couple of cameos in there I won't blow. He plays a chef who works for Dustin Hoffman, gets into a row with him, gets fired from his job that he loves. He really loves making food, and he gets canned and decides to open up a food truck with John Leguizamo as his assistant, and his son goes along for the ride. It's a really, really nice movie, and it gets social media right. I recommend it. If you get a chance, go see it.
I'm just glad you're not going to blow the guys with the cameo. Thank you for not doing that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Another book review, and in honor of Memorial Day weekend, please get this book for yourself or a friend. John Foster, a decorated Marine, including Purple Heart, Vietnam, wrote this book. It's called Heroes from the Wall. The book tells true stories about some of his comrades and buddies that were killed in Vietnam, whose names appear on the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. Gut-wrenching. It will bring tears to your eyes, and you'll be proud to be an American. Please check out Heroes from the Wall, available everywhere, by John Foster, and profits go to Make-A-Wish Foundation. What's interesting to me is a little sidebar here, talking about the military. How about the prisoners, Al-Qaeda and Gitmo, get better health care than our veterans at VA hospitals here in the state?
You know, this VA thing, which has been going on for almost 10 years now through two presidential administrations, is an absolute outrage, because we'd say, support the troops, support the troops, support the troops, until they come home and put the gun down, and then we screw them.
Unbelievable.
Horrible.
I love this quote. Kim Kardashian says that her wedding tomorrow will be the wedding of the century. So when Prince William's wife, Catherine, was told this by a staff member, she reportedly said, quote, "Now who's Kim Kardashian?" I love it. Another New York Post headline. The story's not good, but I love the headline. Story about 60%. That's the highest ever. 60% of the 16 to 19-year-olds in this country are unemployed.
Wow.
The headline screams, "The Real American Idol." See what they did there?
Uh-huh.
See what they did there? Yeah. What state doesn't charge any taxes to Hollywood studios when they come shoot in their state? Massachusetts, Nevada, Hawaii, or Oregon?
Dan?
Oregon.
Ian?
Hawaii.
All of the above.
The answer is Massachusetts.
Oh!
And finally!
That was one of those trick questions.
Friday, over to Monday, we're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, St. Louis! With your clan, in line, on the OK, and look who in the cock, and hui hui ho. Kill away, kabaki, kara, hoo! I'm another kabaki, kaka, hui ho.
Anana koli, makawani, yana, ona, nana, lula, wa, Hawaii!
Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Before we get to the Harris Challenge, I want to play you this thing.
Knuckleheads.
What did I say?
Harris Challenge.
We already did that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Edit that out so
okay,
nobody hears.
Because,
you know, that goes on the air. I sound like an idiot.
Right. Yeah.
The last thing I want is to sound like an idiot on this show.
Exactly.
Because this show runs like it's quartz-tuned Swiss time perfection.
Darn tuned.
So that would be embarrassing if people heard that. So if you're going to edit that?
Yes.
All right. I'll just pick it up right here. Before we get to, what is it?
Knuckleheads.
Before we get to knuckleheads in the news, I want to play you this thing I saw online today. And thank you to a guy named Bobby who sent it to me. He sent me a link to this thing by a gentleman by the name of Daniel Ryan Spaulding. And Bobby said, Paul, with all of the states across America where gay marriage is now legal or is being challenged, there's only one state in the United States now where there hasn't been a legal challenge. That's South Dakota. The only one of the 50 states where there hasn't been some legal challenge and we're in some progress there towards moving to gay marriage being available everywhere. Bobby said, you have to take a look at this video that this guy Daniel Ryan Spaulding did. The title of it is, If Gay Guys Said What Straight Guys Say. Roll it.
You totally remind me of my friend Kevin. He's straight too. Can I ask you a question? When did you realize you were straight? Ugh, that's so straight. Oh, I don't mean straight in a heterophobic way. I just mean, you know, dumb and stupid. So your brother is straight too? Oh my God, what are the odds? So with you and your girlfriend, how do you decide who does what? It's not a problem that you're straight, but do you have to show it off so much? Mm-hmm. My music teacher was straight, and he was such a nice guy. You know, it just comes across a little inauthentic. And I'm definitely the best person to judge you being inauthentic, since I barely know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with women, but I'm gay. They better not hit on me. You totally remind me of that straight character on Modern Family. Hey, you're a great guy, man. But just so you know, nothing straight is going to happen between us. Okay?
That guy's name is Daniel Ryan Spaulding. Pretty funny. All right, now we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Paris, France, where the National Rail Company is expanding the country's rail system. So they ordered 2,000 new trains. 2,000 new trains. It cost them $20 billion. Unfortunately, it wasn't until the trains were delivered that authorities discovered that the new fleet of trains won't fit in many of the country's train stations. They're too wide for 1,300 platforms at stations around the country. A French TV station says the error occurred because the rail company only gave the dimensions of platforms built less than 30 years ago, but most of them were built more than 50 years ago, so they were wrong. Christopher Pidnoel, a spokesman for France's national rail operator, says, quote, we accept responsibility on that score. It's as if you bought a Ferrari, and when you came to park it in your garage, you realize your garage isn't exactly the right size for a Ferrari because you never had a Ferrari before. But we are super hard at work at renovating the platforms. How much will that cost? Another $100 million.
Ooh.
Next, we go to Salt Lake City, Utah, where there was a trial over whether electrical currents from a power plant are harming cows. While testifying against dairy farmers who claim currents from the Delta power plant harm cattle, an expert by the name of Athanasios Meliopoulos said 1.5 volts couldn't even be felt by a person. He claimed that's what was coming off the power plant. So the Salt Lake Tribune reports that Don Howarth, the lawyer representing the dairy farmers, gave the witness a child's gag pen and told him it contained a 1.5-volt AAA battery and said, push the button and tell me if it shocks you enough that you'd be concerned. When he did, Meliopoulos got a strong electrical shock, which caused his body to jerk and drop the pen because it also contained a transformer that boosted the battery to 750 volts. For that shocking display, the attorney Howarth has been fined $3,000 by Judge James Brady, who blamed it battery of a witness. You see what he did there? Battery, assault and battery. Yeah. Brady also faulted Howarth for ignoring a package label warning against its use by people older than 60, like Meliopoulos, the witness. Third story comes from Port St. Lucie, Florida, where Taylor Harrison wanted to brag about how easy it is to sell drugs. So So he took a selfie with stacks of drug money and some marijuana just feet away from a sheriff's squad car. Then he posted that picture to Facebook, along with another one that showed the sheriff's vehicle pulled up right next to his own car. And of course he showed the license plate. That's how the cops tracked him down and arrested him. And then, and I like this part of the story, then the sheriff's office used its own Facebook page to tell the world, quote, since Taylor was kind enough to share photos of us on his Facebook page, we thought we would share photos of him on ours. And they posted Taylor's two pictures, plus a third shot from surveillance footage of Taylor selling drugs to an undercover narcotics cop. And right after that, they posted a fourth picture of Taylor's mugshot as he was booked at the jail. And we finish today in West Seattle, Washington, where police are looking for a man who removed a toilet from a Subway restaurant and trashed the bathroom. The guy didn't break in the middle of the night while the place was closed. He went into the Subway with his family about 7:45 in the evening, and while workers were taking the family's order, he went into the bathroom and didn't leave. His wife even knocked on the door and said, "Why are you taking so long?" Then when he wouldn't come out, they left without him. When he finally did emerge, the Subway employees saw him carrying a plastic garbage bag, and he hustled out of the restaurant, so an employee went into the bathroom to see what was going on, and the toilet and the tank were gone, as well as the bathroom key. Plus, the sink was stuffed up with toilet paper, full of paper towels, and was still running. Huge mess. Police are investigating. They have not found the toilet thief yet. But those are our knuckleheads in the news for today. A new batch for you every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS and on my syndicated weekend show, America Weekend, which airs on various stations at various times around the country. And Saturday nights and Sunday nights at midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS. Have a great 3-day weekend. Enjoy yourself. Monday, you'll have a best of show, right?
Yes.
All right. Ian and Dan, thanks for all your help. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And let's get a final look at traffic as we head into this holiday weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Thanks, Dan. About the only slowdowns we have left are on 40, 44, and 70. Now, westbound 40 is slowing between Spady and 270, and there's still remnants of an earlier accident that was at Highway 270, and that's why that slowdown. Your stop and go from Long Road to the Boone Bridge and from Highway K out through Highway 70. Westbound 70, you're slow between Highway K and Highway 40. And westbound 44, still a little slow between Mirage and 141. And this traffic report is brought to you by ACE, the helpful place. ACE, where coming in for help is like going to your neighbor, a neighbor with all the best brands and know-how. ACE, the helpful place. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal, but you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kelly Jackson. I hope you have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. You can catch the best of McGraw on Monday between 6 and 10 a.m. Then Tuesday morning's lineup includes ABC's Trey Harden, David Stokes from the Show Me Institute, Gail Pennington talking TV, and McGraw's favorite, Post-Dispatch theater critic Judith Newmark calls in. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
For years, the best of the best in St. Louis baseball fine-tuned their skills in Memphis by playing for the Redbirds. Albert Pujols graduated from the Memphis Redbird School of Baseball in 2000. Yadier Molina earned his degree in 2004. Alan Craig in 2010 and Matt Carpenter in 2012. There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Even though it's Memorial Day weekend, news still happens.
News still happens.
When you need to know, catch the Fox 2 News simulcast three times on the Big 550 on Memorial Day at 5 a.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
You can eat great for just $4 with Denny's 16-item, 2, 4, 6, or $8 value menu, like the $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail. Prices and participation may vary.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A Eureka High School teacher is dead after an accident outside the school. We're live near the scene. A Crawford County mother goes public with her anger after a man arrested for sodomy at a daycare won't face charges. And Governor Nixon announces what he'll do with the controversial student transfer bill. We'll have his decision and reaction from lawmakers.
Well, the Memorial Day weekend has arrived, and everyone's looking to see what the weather's going to be like as we take a live picture from our Peabody Opera House camera in downtown St. Louis. And, Dave, the weather today is spectacular, but what about the rest of the weekend?
Standing ovation today, all because of dry air coming into the picture. The rest of the weekend is okay, but it's a three-day weekend in St. Louis. We never get a perfect weekend this time of year, especially. What a delightful day across the St. Louis area. We had the dry air coming across the area. We had plenty of sunshine, a few clouds here and there, but the key, low humidity, and that dry